Where are they now? Amy Amherst. Amy moved to the beach right before Thanksgiving break and got married to Ed shortly after. Amy got the beach wedding that she always wanted. Amy enjoys her position of lifeguard captain and often spends the days out on a boat with her friend, Angel. Edward Becker. Now married to Amy, Ed is enjoying life at the beach. Ed works as a personal trainer and landed a job at the local high school as the diving coach. Ed was highly motivated by Mr. Fraser, the gym teacher and track coach in the Eddie, the Mechanic series. After reading the entire series, Ed decided to finish college and pursue a degree in exercise science, looking forward to a career as a gym teacher. Jenny Radcliffe. Jenny finished college, earning a degree in computer science. Shortly after graduation, Jenny got married to Pete. Jenny still indulges in an occasional glass of wine. Whenever Jenny does have a glass of wine, Pete can't resist taking a picture of Jenny running her tongue along the rim of the glass and adds it to their photo album. Peter Darby. After graduating with a degree in computer science, Pete opened his own company writing software phone applications. As Amy predicted, Pete and Jenny head down to the beach to visit Ed and Amy every chance they get. Joe Sugarman. After obtaining his PhD in biochemistry, Joe took a position with the university doing DNA research and teaching chemistry. Still working out at the university's athletic center, Joe keeps his body in top physical condition. Joe still looks forward to his two slices of pizza on Friday night. Brittany Kramer. Brittany and Joe got married shortly after Brittany obtained her PhD. Brittany is now working as a professor of molecular biology at the university. Rodney Steele. Rodney never could get his act together. Abandoning Christianity altogether, as Ed always suspected, it is doubtful that Rodney ever followed Jesus to begin with. Rodney never did pay back the money he took from the fellowship's treasury. Dana McPherson. Dana eventually graduated from the university, but never did obtain her MRS degree. Going from one crisis to the next, Dana's life continues to be status dramaticus after leaving the university. Donna Ruff. Donna never did get to go out on a date with Pete. After graduation, Donna joined a church having a large singles program. Years after graduation, Donna still remains single. Teresa Harris. After graduation, Teresa intentionally lost contact with Dana and Donna. Much happier now, Teresa wonders how she ever became friends with Dana and Donna. Lisa Iron. After listening to Joe's talks about true salvation, Lisa abandoned the legalistic ways she learned from Rodney and started following the Lord.